Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Blog Talk Radio.
When you came in, the air went out. And every shadow filled up with doubt. I don't know who you think you are, but before the night is through, I wanna do bad things with you. I'm the kind to sit up in his room, heart sick and eyes filled up with blue. I don't know what you've done to me, but I know this much is true. I wanna do bad things with you. All those shadows there, filled up with doubt. I don't know who you think you are, but before the night is through, I wanna do bad things with you. I wanna do real bad things with you. Things with you. I wanna do real bad things with you.
Welcome to Let's Talk True Blood, everyone. Today is June 23rd, 2014. My name is Christy, and I'm here with Jimmy. Hi, Jimmy.
Hi, Chrissy.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I'm just still kind of reeling from last night's premiere. What about you?
Oh, I watched it like a week ago, so
yeah, I know.
I'm not reeling at all anymore. I'm ready for the next one.
I know. Well, you know, I did see it a couple weeks ago, but it was fun to watch it with everybody on Twitter. You know, I had to do that. I'm like, oh, I gotta be tweeting with everybody.
Man, I was watching Falling Skies and Last Ship last night.
Oh, I have. You know what? I haven't got into Falling Skies yet. I know, and I know I would like it because it's a sci-fi thing. But
yes,
I just never.
Popcorn sci-fi.
Yeah, is it? Well, isn't what's his name? Noah Wiley is in it, right? From ER.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a deep character study or anything. It's a lot of action and a lot of fast pacing, and they'll jump from one idea to the next. So I do wish they'd spend a little more time getting into depth on certain things, but it's not bad. I enjoy it. And The Last Ship was pretty cool with Eric Dane from Grey's Anatomy and Adam Baldwin from Chuck and Firefly.
Oh, that's cool. Huh.
They're on a naval carrier, and the rest of the 80% of the world's infected with a deadly plague, and all the governments have collapsed, and they alone on this naval carrier have been spared from the disaster.
Oh, my God. So that's interesting. Yeah. That might be interesting, though. That's sort of my worst nightmare, though. That and, like, if you, like Revolution, you know, if the electricity goes, then, you know, I'm screwed,
that would
basically.
Be awful.
Wouldn't it be awful?
Yeah.
Like, I can, like, I would be totally isolated because, you know, I mean, you use your phone, your computer. I mean, I would just die.
Well, it's not just that. Air conditioning. No
air
refrigeration.
Oh, my God.
No cars.
No cars. That would be the weirdest thing. Like on Revolution, you know, they have to walk everywhere. It's like, or hitch a buggy, you know. It's like Laura Ingalls, Little House on the Prairie times, you know.
Well, and think
like
about,
crazy.
You won't, they would have the hardest time getting stuff to the grocery store and keeping food fresh, so you have to worry about starvation and stuff. Like, I'm not worried about the, you know, my phone being off. I mean, that would suck, but I'd be worried about all the larger
surviving societal
things that would go terrible.
Yeah.
Just put a gun in your mouth,
you know,
and kill yourself.
Oh, my God. Yeah, or trying to protect the little that you have, you know. I don't know if I could do. So we are actually, this is our first broadcast on Blog Critics Radio. And our
first broadcast on Blog Critics.
For Blog Critics Radio on this show, I guess I should say.
Because
we call hosts, or I don't know, is that what we call us? I don't know what we call ourselves.
We are panelists.
Barbara Barnett. We're panelists.
Contributing
panelists. Yeah, contributing panelists on the Let's Talk TV radio show with Barbara Barnett. And she basically, she was like, hey, do you want to do a show? And so I'm like, well, what can I do? Well, obviously, I'm a huge True Blood fan, and you watch True Blood, and we write for Blog Critics. So I thought, well, that could be awesome. So, So I'm covering True Blood this season for the final season, so I'm very excited about that. And now, Jimmy, where do you matriculate from? Like, what is your, how did you get involved in all this anyway? Because you're a writer.
I am. I mean, I've been writing fiction since elementary school. But I was looking for some extra part-time work, and I started, and I've always been an avid reader, and I love characters, I love story. And I had always kind of looked down on TV as a medium, believing what most people believe, that it's kind of an idiot box. But, you know what I mean? Like, stuff is on there, but it just kills time.
Yeah.
And then somewhere after college, around 2005, I got my first DVR, and I started recording some shows, and I discovered that some of the best writers are writing TV instead of books. So
I've just been
kind of devouring TV for about the last 9 years.
Yeah, isn't it crazy? Like, we get so involved. Like, seriously, well, I was talking to you the other day. We were talking about there's so many shows just trying to keep up on that's good out there, you know? I mean, obviously.
Well, that's the point. A show being good isn't good enough. There's just not time to watch all the good shows. You have to pick the ones that are really good or appeal to a certain thing within you. You can't just, it's good. You don't have time for that anymore.
No. You have to be passionate about it. I mean, that's how I am with, I would say, yes, True Blood, 24 is another one, which has been amazing this season. And I would say my number one, I'm going to say, is Sleepy Hollow. Number two is, I'm going to say True Blood because it's a close, I mean, right now it's number one for me because, you know, Sleepy Hollow isn't on yet. But, and of course, we're Once Upon a Time fans, which is how we ended up, or I ended up anyway, on Barbara's show. So I think we're pretty well-rounded panel, I would say.
Yeah, I mean, I watch quite a variety of television myself. I wouldn't name any of those shows you just talked about as breaking into my top 10 or anything. but they're all shows that I enjoy and I've watched every episode of. So, you know, they still rate a weekly watch. They're just not like my all-time favorite shows or anything.
Right. Well, I want to make mention, I will be announcing, we have a Blog Critics, I guess, giveaway, and I will tell you about that towards the end of this show, how you can win a season 6 DVD set.
I can win? You say you're going to talk about how I can win the DVD set?
Well, I don't know if you can or I can, unfortunately. I think we're disqualified as because we're doing the show but and covering it.
Well, then I don't know if it's worth my time to do the rest of the show.
Yeah, I know, really. Here we go. We'll just bag the show. We want the DVD.
I'll take it in the summer. I'll mail it to you in the fall.
All right, well, timeshare True Blood Season 6. There you go. We'll write up a contract and everything.
Okay.
That's how crazy we are, right, for True Blood. That's funny. oh, my goodness. Well, okay, so you guys, be sure, if you like this broadcast, to follow us, on Blog Talk Radio. Make sure that you tell your friends and everything to listen to our show because we're very excited about it. I also wanted to mention, be sure to follow, go to tvtag.com and get your limited edition stickers. They're only going to be, they're only up for three or four hours the day of each new episode. So you can collect them all since it's the final season. And I think it starts in November actually, but eventually they are going to be including the totals to Nielsen ratings, which is going to be very important for all your favorite shows. So be sure to log into tvtag.com and be counted, especially if you're only watching online, because that's the only way that you're going to be counted as far as making sure that your shows continue to stay on television that you love. And then, Jimmy, we were talking earlier, I was trying to find premiere ratings. There's nothing out there. The only thing I found was that last season, I think it premiered at 2.4 million in the 18 to 49 demographic. So I think, it's probably, hopefully it'll be around that by the end of the, but like you were saying, you were explaining that to me, maybe you can explain it to everybody because I didn't realize.
Oh, well, like the broadcast networks like ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox, they depend on advertising dollars. So they have to get the ratings out there because then they use them to turn around and sell, the commercials. But HBO, they don't have that obligation. I mean, they're all about how many subscribers sign up for a given show, and that's what keeps the shows on the air. It's not – they don't have commercials on HBO, so they're not going to worry about that. It's not an urgent obligation for them to release those. So that's probably why they haven't. But – you never know. I mean, they tended to release Game of Thrones real quick, but then they would brag about, how it beat The Sopranos now as the most watched show ever.
Right, that's a big thing, yeah.
True Blood's not in ranking, so.
No, but I was happy to hear that. I got the press release, I guess it was last week or something about that, or a couple weeks ago, about Game of Thrones. I was like, no way, that's so cool. I mean,
a genre show getting that kind of attention?
Well, yeah, it's incredible. Well, I really think that all these, supernatural / I don't know, what would you call that? It's the Lord of the Rings type, I guess.
Well, any sort of
fantasy.
Sci-fi and fantasy, yeah. Sci-fi, fantasy,
yeah.
Of the genre stuff.
Yeah,
I mean
it's
look at the Walking Dead, number one.
Well,
it beat the NFL in the demos, and it's definitely a genre show.
I cannot wait for The Walking Dead to return. Let me tell you, they keep putting stuff
out. Walking Dead is my
here.
Number one favorite television show currently.
Yeah. Well, I'm telling you, my brothers, for 3 years, the first three seasons, they were like, you're not watching it, you like it. I said, yeah. And then I finally watched all three seasons to get ready for for season four. I was like, oh, my God, this show is so good, no wonder. Because it's the writing. It's the writing and the acting.
It's
and
the characters.
The
oh, yeah, the writing, the
it
acting,
is.
The characters.
Right.
It has nothing to do with the zombies.
Exactly. And that's the thing, and it's so funny because I was trying to explain to my friend, you ought to be watching The Walking Dead. Yeah, zombies. I said, no, that's not what it's about. I thought that too, though, and so I'm fine. I'm wearing her down. We'll see. But
I just gave it a chance because it was AMC, because I don't like zombies either. But, man, it's so good.
Oh, my God. The writers are just incredible. I mean, and of course, I love my Andrew Lincoln. Then I saw him. I'm like, all right, I'm watching the show. I don't care if it's crap because he's on it.
Well, it's got a heavily British cast, which does not hurt it at all.
Yeah. I swear to God, the first time I ever saw was, I think it was like on a Comic-Con interview or something, and he had an accent. I'm like, oh my God, he's British too? Yum.
So you watched Love Actually?
I did see Love Actually, and it's so funny because I did it over this past Christmas. I'm like, oh my God, I didn't realize he was in it the whole time, until just this past Christmas. I'm like, oh my God, that's Andrew Lincoln. I didn't know he was in this. That's just
it's not just
know,
him.
You know.
A lot of the watching cast are British.
Yeah. Well, it's an incredible show. I tell you, I'm just floored by it. Well, now, okay, so let's talk about True Blood. Well, you had some. Some news. Why don't you tell them the news? What you saw today, because this is the biggest. Or maybe you should say that. Why don't we do this? I did like a very brief audio with a few of the quips from the show last night that I absolutely loved. So we'll come back and then we're going to talk about the premiere. So stick around.
What is your name?
Go fuck yourself.
It is motherfucking mandatory that I get my brain out of this plane of existence right the fuck now. So give me a sec while I get altered.
Oh my God, I can't die down here. I'm not kidding.
You're a motherfucking doll. What the fuck?
My balls are so fucking blue. They're about to fall off.
They killed my dad. They killed my baby girl.
I wanna do real bad things with you.
All right, so that's my little quip. But I figured it ended with, yeah, so if you, I hope you're not listening. If you haven't watched the show, you might not want to listen to this show until you're finished watching the premiere. But, yeah, that final clip with Bloody Mae, you know, is hysterical because Tara is dead. What do you think of that?
Well, you and I discussed this days ago.
Yep.
And I was very firmly of the opinion that there's no way she's dead. They didn't share the body. She's
right.
So important. She brainwashed her mother, you know, did the little mind
right.
control thing.
Right.
But I was wrong.
Don't even say that. I mean, this is what I mean, she's the main character. She's the best friend of the main character of the show, Sookie. I don't understand why they would kill her in the first two minutes of the show.
Well, she's not dead. The actress will be in the season, but Tara is dead. Rutina Leslie, who plays Tara, confirmed her death in an interview that I saw on TVLine.com today, where she said she will be appearing as we see Letty Mae's hallucinations, but that the character of Tara actually is dead for real.
Oh, my God. This is torture.
Well, at least they're including her. I mean, if they weren't including her, I'd be pissed. Since she'll be
right,
in it,
right.
Then I'm okay with that. Especially because it's the final season, you know?
Well, yeah. I mean, I guess they did kind of, and I hate to say this, they sort of painted her character into a corner almost. And the fact that Pam is off to looking for, and that was the other big thing. There were a couple of big things. Well, first let me just say, you know, let's talk about the massacre, because that was like, it was like, you know, Bloody Valentine Massacre or something. It was crazy.
Man, I thought Holly and Arlene were dead, too. I really did.
I did, too. I'm like, oh, my God. And that Nicole was carried off. Pregnant Nicole, who's married to Sam.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, no way. And, oh, my God, when Sam shifted and that guy saw him shift, I was like, it's all over now. It's all over now. I don't see how that guy, and he's a jerk, too. He's going to, like, be the one that I think is going to be an instigator in this whole final season.
Oh,
what did
he's
you
not
going to
survive. He's not going to survive more than 3 or 4 episodes, I predict.
All right. I hope not. Well, I hope that I mean, I'm worried now, though, that I'm worried something's going to happen to Sam, because that guy's going to have it out for him. I mean, this guy is not the type of individual that is going to accept supernatural anything. And I'm really, you know, I'm really nervous because I don't want them to kill Sam off. I love Sam. Poor guy.
I wonder, because the beginning was of the season was so dark, is this season's going to be about bloodbath or if they'll just do a couple of key deaths?
I don't know. I'm thinking it's going to be really a really dark, bitter end. I will say during the retrospective that HBO did with the cast and Alan Ball, and I think Brian Buckner was there too, executive producer. You know, they were Brian Buckner had said something like, you know, he's trying to bring the show back around to its core almost, because
humor light.
And it was ultimately about, in the beginning, Sookie and Bill, and I think it's going to end with Sookie and Bill. It's a love story. Mm-hmm. I mean, but what I'm wondering is, how in the hell are they going to get... I mean, she doesn't like Bill at all right now. I mean, they're not in a good place. She doesn't trust him. So I'm like, I don't see how. I mean, I guess we have, you know, 9 episodes to go, 9 hours of... I guess they can do it in 9 hours, but...
Well, Bill hasn't been Bill for a while, which has been part of the problem. He's had other loyalties, and then, of course, he was like a god. So he wasn't himself. And I do think that with Bill, Sookie just, he has an understanding and an unconditional love for her, which kind of got hidden by other stories. But when you look at Alcide, who I adore as a character, I mean, even in the season premiere, which I have to say was one of my favorite episodes of the series, I love how dark it went, and it was just so good. But even with Alcide, they're not a comfortable, stable couple. You know, he still has those bad thoughts about her that she can read. And as much as he may try to be a good man, he's not the right one for her.
Right. Well, I think that Alcide, I think too, Sookie is kind of exhausted. She looks very exhausted because, you know, she's like, you know, the scene she's at the bar there, and she can hear everybody's thoughts, and they're all blaming her for what has happened.
Now, see, loved that, because I don't feel we've seen enough of that over the seasons. That arc of her dealing with that has been shoved to the background for so long.
Yeah, and I love when they do that. I mean, like, that's sort of what drew me into the very first episode, the pilot episode. That first scene at Merlot, and she's, you know, doing a little waitress thing, and you hear all the people around her. It was a really brilliant way to introduce the character, and I think that Brian Buckner, what he means by, you know, he's going to come full circle, and I think the shocking stuff might happen in the first few episodes. Maybe we'll get past it and kind of get back into the sweetness of the show, because the one thing for me, I mean, I would say of all of the seasons, season one was my favorite for a number of reasons, because season one was very, it was kind of sweet. It was her coming of age almost, you know. I mean, yeah, her sexual awakening and all that, but it's not even that. It was just the innocence of her meeting Vampire and him being the first one in town, and it was so endearing, you know, and that's what I think has been missing from the show. I mean, as much as I've loved it, you know, I've loved all the adventure and the craziness. I mean, Russell Edgington was just a brilliant character.
Oh,
I think that was my favorite season
was when they had him and the Queen, and that was so good.
Wasn't it deliciously
soapy.
It really was. And Dennis O'Hare, I mean, you know, the guy is brilliant anyway, but, you know, he just played it with such abandon, you know. He just didn't give a – He put it all out there, and I absolutely love that character because of it. But, you know, I'm kind of hoping – it was just hard to see her in such a vulnerable state again. Like, I felt like she was very vulnerable, and then, yeah, she confronted Alcide, and then, of course, they made up, and, you know. So, and I love Alcide. I mean, the man is hot. That's all there is to it. He just is. Mm-hmm. He's got to be CGI'd, I always say. He's CGI'd. The man is just a perfect body, but anyway –
I was reading a review of the show recently that talked about how tired the series was because they've cooked up Sookie with every possible guy on the series. And I'm like, no, you don't understand. If you've read the books, she hooks up with way more men than they've brought into the show.
Oh, really?
I mean,
I didn't
I only made it to about book 6 or 7 because the books pretty much suck. They're not nearly as good as the show because all of the supporting characters are reduced to little tiny bits, and it's all Suki and whoever she's dating in that book.
Right.
I mean, they kill off Anne off in book 1. So
you're kidding.
It's not it's not a great book series. But in the book, she goes from Bill to Eric to Alcide, and then she starts dating this were-tiger named Quinn, this big black guy, and they never brought him into the show. And that's as far as I made it. But I know there's other – I'm like, she hooks up with way more people in the books. The show toned it down, if anything.
That's hilarious. Well, I have to say, I did like Suki and Eric together. I liked that season. I think it was season four, when Eric, like, lost his memory. And so we got to see a different side, like a boyish side of him. And I do think, I mean, Eric, I love that he's a bad boy vamp. I mean, you got to love him. You know, the man, you know, I mean, he's like, he would tower over me. He's got to be, like, what, 6'5 or something like that? I'm 4'10,
yeah.
So... do the math there, but I mean, he's just so, I don't know, he's so good at Eric, and that was another thing. People were really, really upset that Eric wasn't in the first episode. I mean, last we saw him, he was burning. He looked like he was pretty much toast and ashes, so, you know, I don't know, but, you know, he is going to be in this season, so what did you think about that?
Well, yeah, he was in the interviews, and Pam's looking for him, so I feel like they've definitely, you know, made it clear that he's going to be in it.
Well, yeah, and I mean, speaking of Pam, oh, my God, that Russian roulette scene was hilarious. Mm.
I can't tell if she wanted to win or lose, to be honest.
I don't think she gave a shit.
Pam and Eric are my two favorite characters on the show anyway, but
Pam,
I will take it.
Yeah, I don't think she cared one way or another, actually. I really don't. It's like insane. You know, when she took information at the end of the episode, so we're going to see what happens with that. I don't know where exactly he supposedly is. She was surprised. Like, it must be a really bad place is all I can think of. But one of the happy things, of course, you know, I don't know, you know me, but nobody else does. But anyway, Nathan Parsons, he came from General Hospital. He's an Emmy-nominated actor. He was on this season of The Originals on the CW. He plays a werewolf called Jackson. And now he's taken over the role of James as a vampire on the show. And it looks like they're going to really hook him up with Lafayette. Or I don't know what's going on with that. What did you think of his
performance? So I think they're definitely going to hook him up. Definitely.
Yeah, I think so too. Well, it was funny because... James in season 6, he only got to see just a very, very small amount. You know, I don't know, what was there, maybe 4 scenes total? So we really didn't get an idea of who he was, just that he's metaphysical. He's just, you know, he's just kind of, you know, we're all one, but don't worry about anything, and nothing you can do about it. You know, and all that, and so I just thought that it's going to be interesting to see him with Lafayette and see what happens with that. It's funny because he was on an online TV show that talked about I think he might have been a little uncomfortable just because, you know, everybody's naked on the show and stuff, and he made the comment, oh yeah, don't worry about it, everybody's done it before, they were telling him. So I think it's going to be interesting to see what they do with him and Lafayette. So we'll see. But I mean, I did gather some tweets from some fans. We were on Twitter last night. If you want to read some of them, Judy, go ahead.
Oh, sure. Let me get back to my computer. I had them pulled up on screen. So give me 5
All
seconds.
All right.
I walked away.
You're not allowed to walk away. No, just kidding.
Why not? I'm on the phone. I can walk anywhere on the phone. That's the beauty of cell phones.
I know. Remember back in the day?
I'm not stuck in a room with a cord. Yes, I have
barely
them pulled up
remember.
Now.
Okay, go ahead.
But the first one I see here is from Jelani Pulliam, I guess. That episode of True Blood was a spiral of craziness. Can't wait for the rest of the season. Hashtag True Blood, hashtag True to the End, hashtag True Beast.
So funny. It was crazy.
It was craziness. It was the best setup. It took, we were left on a hell of a cliffhanger, and it picked up perfectly. And without revealing too much, I feel like it set up a good series of arcs for the final season.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think so, too, definitely.
Okay, the next one is from Tiffany Honey, H-U-N-N-I. True Blood was so good, except I need to see more Eric. Yeah, I think we agree with that for sure.
That's the consensus.
That is. I mean, I think we got some other ones in here. I'm not going to skip ahead on your list or I'll lose my spot.
No,
but
it's okay.
I see one down here from Buckley Jenny. It's the beginning of the end of my time with Eric Northman and the rest of Von Temps. Yeah, I mean, Eric's one of the best characters. You can't have it without him.
Yeah.
And then Michelle Mishbel writes, there's the goddess Bower Van Stratton, Pam is deliciously wicked as always. So these people are just echoing the same things we've been saying.
Exactly. Let's see. Go ahead. I don't know. Where are you? I'm
skipping around. I've got a few more
all
here,
right,
though.
Go ahead.
Nixon32 says, OMG, T died. What? OMG. And then Bamboo1107, didn't see Tara die. Pam didn't feel it. And Hep B Vampire didn't take Tara's mom, which you would have once Tara died. Hashtag Tara not dead. So those are two conflicting opinions. But we now know that Nixon32 is correct, that Tara did die. And I'm sorry, Bamboo, but that's incorrect.
I was going with your theory, too. I truly believed your theory. I had it all. I'm like, oh, no, that's what happened.
It made sense.
Like, he has to go
underground.
Yeah,
and then Birdita Rule says, first 5 minutes of True Blood, what the actual fuck? Yeah, I mean, with Tara's death and all that craziness going on and people going down left and right. I mean, the scene was set so dark, and when you're watching the screener, the color tones and shades aren't as rich as when you get to see it in HD. So I was having trouble seeing what was going on screen a bit. So I thought they were being killed. I thought, they were dying, not just being kidnapped.
The scene of them, they end up in Fantasia, which was so sad to see the place decimated.
Like that's almost as bad as losing a character there.
I know. I mean, it is a character. And I have to say, even though Belfour's Bar and Grill is there, I miss seeing the Malott sign. I mean, it's sort of that just quaint, I don't know. It's a nostalgic thing, I guess.
I still miss seeing Suki's grandmother every time she walks in the kitchen. I'm sorry, I do. I never got over it.
Lois Smith, she's such a great actress, too. I mean, I know. It's just weird when you see that when she's, Suki's sitting at the table and you figure, oh, her grandmother should be. Like that scene, when she was arguing with Alcide, I'm like, oh, where's Grandma? She should be sitting there.
I think we need one more glimpse of her before the end. What do you think?
I think that would be epic. I mean, we just need to see, can't she, Suki can have a dream and she's talking with Grandma. Oh, my God, it would be so great.
Grandma saying she's proud of her and she's made the right decision.
Yeah, and I mean, maybe they'll do that. They should do that, just for nostalgic, sake.
And I want Jesus back. I want Lafayette's boy back, because I thought they were a perfect couple.
Jesus, I know, that was so sad, man, when that witch, and it wasn't Lafayette, but it was, the witch that stabbed him. That was just horrible. I was like, I felt
it was.
And And Lafayette's sort of been in the background ever since. He never really recovered from that. And that's why I think it's good. I mean, at least my Nathan is, going to be there. Oh, I think Barbara might be on the phone. Hold on.
Oh, is she?
I think so. Is this Barbara Barnett from Let's Talk TV? It is. How are you guys?
Hi, good. How are you? Welcome to True
good.
Radio.
I wanted to hop into BC Radio and wish you guys luck on the True Blood show.
Oh, thank you. We're having fun, I think. Are we, Timmy?
Yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah. You guys sound great. And you are the first show on the Blog Talk Radio Network, which is really cool.
Awesome. Yay! Woohoo!
So,
well, hopefully we'll do True Blood proud.
Yeah, and just wanted to kind of pop in and remind people, I put the link in the chat room, that you all should go for the giveaway, you know, blogcritics.org.
Yes.
Don't tell them that. Chrissy and I already decided we're splitting the prize.
Yeah,
well,
we're sharing custody of the DVDs.
You're ineligible. You work for Blogcritics.
I know.
But
so
we're gonna sneakily take it and mail it back and forth.
Oh, okay. Don't tell anyone.
She's like, what?
Yeah,
so nobody heard
this. HBO is going to be tweeting about the contest. So that's really exciting. I just heard from them today. So
yay.
That's really exciting. But I wanted to pop in and kind of remind people that we have this great giveaway. We're giving away three copies of the True Blood Season 6 DVD box set. So, a very hot
cool.
property. Yeah, very
yes,
cool.
It
and
is.
We're also going to be giving away a copy of the Season 1 True Detective box set.
Which, that would be epic, because True Detective was amazing.
It really was.
Yeah,
I haven't launched the True Detective giveaway yet, but I will midweek on Blog Critic. So stay tuned.
Ooh,
so that's great. So I wanted to just kind of pop in. I'm going to pop out because I know you guys have lots to talk about. But I wanted to wish you all luck.
Thank you, Barbara.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Have a good one. See you later. Bye. Oh, that was nice of her. All right. Well, so, since she brought it up, we might as well bring up the giveaway and how you can win. Like she said, yeah, there's three copies. So three winners will get, I think it's the True Blood and the True Detective as well together. So what you got to do is you have to sign up for the mailing list first of all, you got to go to blogcritics.org because it's from Blog Critics. We're the ones that are.
Which you should already have bookmarked in your browser.
Yeah.
So just go to your bookmarks.
And you should all be following me and Jimmy as well and Barbara on Blog Critics. But anyway, so you sign up with the mailing list with the promo code True Blood, and then True Blood like us on Facebook and leave a Facebook message comment using the hashtag HepVSucks. Yeah, Barbara and I came up with that, HepVSucks. Since that's what Season 7 is about, Hep V Vampires. So you hashtag Hep V Sucks, write your comment. And you can, fill out the form, include a valid email address, and make sure you put the promo code TRUEBLOOD. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and entries must be received by midnight Eastern Time on June 30th. So you basically have a week. It's only for this week. Winners are going to be drawn on or after July 1st, and the winner will be notified by email or social media. And unfortunately, I know there's a lot of people overseas that are watching True Blood, but we can only offer it to U.S. residents. Because we can't ship the DVDs overseas, so the
contest won't work if they're region one here. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean maybe you can if you have a relative in the U.S. make them enter, and then they'll send it to you or something like that. So basically sign up through the mailing list or post using HepVSucks on Facebook and actually use that hashtag. during all of the episodes, of the next 9 episodes, and your comment could be aired on our radio show. So there's a little bit of an incentive, I think. So where were we before that? I don't remember. But anyway, but we were talking about Lois Smith, Grandma. Yeah, I would say that was just the hardest scene when she died. Oh God, that was just horrible. I still can't get over that. It was just awful. And the one thing that I find very interesting, because if you guys remember the very first pilot episode, you know, Sam was so in love with Sookie. I think it's interesting how Sam and Sookie never hooked up.
Yeah, in the books they kind of toy with that, but, you know, Sam had his own little plots, and I don't think it was necessary for them to be together.
I guess not. I liked Sam. He was so in love with her, that's all.
Yeah.
It was just cute, you know.
He was once upon a time. I think he's moved on.
Yeah, but, you know, what are you going to do? So, all right, so I have a few more tweets I'll just mention really quick. Let's see. At Mitch Bell James. Oh, Mitch Bell said, James and Lafayette have some chemistry going on. Better watch it, Jessica. Yeah, I agree with that. Darcy Dorsey.
Oh, poor
said,
Jessica. She's busy, though.
I know. Well, you know, can I just say, I thought it was very admirable of her. She didn't care if she ended up dead. She was not letting that vampire get to, what's her name? I can't remember her name.
Adeline?
It's such a hard name to, Adeline, thank you. I knew it started with an A. I cannot, Adeline.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I thought that was really, really amazing of her, that she was, like, determined.
It's also amazing for Adeline to forgive her, in a way, and to let her in the house, even after her, you know, putting her life on the line. Left, you know,
exactly.
She saw Jessica slaughter her sibling.
I know. It's just, God, that was just a horrible thing. I really wish that they hadn't done that last season. That was the one thing that really disturbed me last season. I mean, of all of the crazy things on True Blood, that, I just felt like it wasn't necessary. I mean, you know, I don't know. I was really bummed by that.
I agreed at the time. So I agreed with you at the time, but I think it's giving Jessica a really interesting plot in the final season.
Well, yeah, I mean, it does give her that extra layer of depth, you know, on an emotional level that she has to deal with it. And not only that, but Bill, you know, I mean, he, you know, it happened at his house and on his watch. And, you know, it was really interesting to see Andy kind of agree to work with Bill during this episode. I was like, oh my God, really?
Yeah, even though they're working together, Andy made it clear that they are not okay.
Not, right. They're not okay. I don't think that he'll ever be okay. I mean, you know. I'm just wondering, you know, do you think that, I mean, my feeling is that, I bet you Sophie ends up, Bill turns her at the end of it all so they can be together forever.
Really? You think so?
Yeah. I do. Well, if you remember, if you see on the promo, you know, it's the cover of Sookie, and she's got a blood tear coming down. I'm just wondering, you know? I mean,
I don't know.
I mean, it would be interesting. Definitely come full circle, because she wasn't ready last season, remember? I mean, she thought she was going to marry Warlow, who turned out to be an ass, as always, but she wasn't ready to let herself go. But I think it would give her some peace in some way, because, you know, maybe, I don't know. That's sort of where I'm thinking it's going to go. We'll see if I'm right.
I kind of hope it doesn't. I feel like that's too predictable. It's too, I mean, you look at Twilight or any of those vampire stories.
Well,
the thing always wants to turn and be together forever, and I just would prefer, to be honest, as much as I like Sookie and Bill and a reconciliation would be great, I think it would be a stronger show if Sookie ended single.
Well, it would definitely be an interesting thing. I mean, I do think that she has become a very strong, independent woman, though, throughout. I mean, when we first see her
much
in Twilight,
more so than she used to be, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know, she's still fairly independent-minded, but she really wasn't. I mean, you know, she lived with her grandmother. You know, she kind of, but after everything that's happened, you know, she sort of came into her own, and she's become this strong, independent woman that can stand on her own two feet. I agree that I don't think it's necessary, quote, that she has, a guy in her life per se, but I really would hope that they would at least get back together with Bill at the end of it all. I mean, as much as I did like her with Eric, I think ultimately, you know, she belongs with Bill.
I would prefer her with Eric, but I think in terms of the structure of the show, it's been going to Bill, not Eric.
Mm-hmm. Really? Well, now I heard that, I have heard that Eric is going to get a love interest. Pam, I think. Because Pam's off
each other?
For Eric.
Oh, no, they
yeah,
can't be each other.
Pam
prefers women.
I know, a lot of people
I like Tara and Pam.
Tara and Pam. I did, actually. I was a little upset. Well, the weird thing is, like, wouldn't Pam have felt Tara died? That's why this whole thing doesn't make sense. She would have felt it. She was her maker, and I don't care if she's, you know, all the way on the other side of the universe. She still would have felt it, and inherently. And so that's why.
Her Tina Leslie interview said that Pam would learn of Tara's death, and it would affect her.
Yeah, but I mean, it should have already affected her. Is my point. I mean, she should have felt it the moment that she was killed. I mean, makers, that's what happens.
You know you're right. They have established that in this show, haven't they? That there's that connection.
Yeah. That's why I'm saying.
I don't know.
Okay, maybe. I mean, my theories from this morning, I was doing my review from True Blood. I kind of felt that maybe she had to go underground or something. Like, what if she did it on purpose? Like you said, glamour the mother and...
Well, that's what I thought. That's not what the actress says.
All right. I'm still holding out hope. I refuse to let Tara go. No. No, no, no. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so I have a couple more tweets here. Let's see. At Darcy Dorton. Why was there no Eric Northman in tonight's episode or in any of the previews? What's the point of True Blood without Alex Skarsgård? Well, I agree with that. Oh, my Godric. I love this. That is actually a Twitter handle. Oh, my Godric. Said
that's
it's half
a good
over.
One.
I know. Says it's half over, and I don't think I've started breathing again yet. I love that one. That was just crazy. Yeah, and then, yeah, TV After Dark. And we're 20 minutes in. Where is Eric, goddammit? That was the main thing. And then at Celeste 413 said, well, all I can say is this is going to be a crazy last season. I love Jason Stackhouse. And can I say, oh, my God, one of the funniest scenes, though, was, leave it to Jason. He's all about sex. He's in the middle of an apocalypse, you know, the whole town is going down, and he's just worried about the fact that he hasn't had sex with Violet. That just cracks me up. I mean, he's got a one-track mind, I'll tell you that.
Hey, yes, but.
Yeah,
he's got a point. And I actually like Jason and Violet. I did not at first, but the scene they had in this premiere was good.
Think they complement each other, and you know she can be a little emasculating to him, though, which I think that has been taken care of in the structure. I hope
in one fell swoop.
Yeah, in one fell swoop, man. I tell you, that guy. Anyway, it's going to be interesting to see. I think she's actually, I think, a really good ally to our gang. So I think it's going to work out.
I think she has trouble fitting in the group, but she will be now that Jason found his spine.
Yeah, I think so, too. Well, okay, so let's talk. We've only got about 10 minutes left. So let's talk about what's coming up. I'll queue up. I did
give you, they've got the audio for the season 7 preview that they aired right after the episode last night. So we'll play that, and then we'll give you a little bit of insight into next week's episode.
Vampires, we call ourselves immortal. We ain't, not if we need to feed on innocent people to survive.
Mary Beth Grant, 25 years old, from St. Elise.
There's no one left. Peter killed or took everyone.
They kidnapped Holly.
Where the hell is she?
I don't know for sure, but she is in trouble.
We're all in trouble.
I fell in love with
you. Love isn't always equal, Sucky.
Girl, I thought you came here!
My friends are being held captive. Are you going to help me or not?
I owe you everything.
Everybody else in town falling in love. Has it ever occurred to you that maybe I want a piece of happiness too?
Eric's gone.
I'll search the whole planet. I can't give up. Not tonight. Not ever.
We don't know how much time he got left.
No, no, no!
I think they marked it to spend it with someone that you don't love.
It's going to be a kick-ass season, I think. Okay, so next week is titled I Found You, which airs June 29th.
So my guess is Pam finds Eric?
Yeah, yes, I can confirm that she finds Eric, but in what state and where exactly is he? I'll leave that up to you guys to watch next week. And our hostages, which is going to be very interesting, actually. So, yeah, so Holly, Arlene, Nicole, and what's the other lady? The other lady, the one always drunk, she's there, too. The one that's always at the bar. I can't think of her name. She's always there, but anyway.
Jane Bowden?
Yeah, you know, yes, I couldn't remember. Yeah, she's there. And I guess they kind of find they see a familiar face, actually, that may help them get out of their predicament. So that ought to be interesting, yeah. And looks like Sookie and Jason. And I think, I also think Alcide and Sam, they all end up in this town called St. Alicia. Or Alice, St. Alice. And what they find there is a little scary. That's all I'm going to say. It could be a potential fate of Von Tom. So it's going to be a little freaky. And then Letty Mae is, like, just a hot mess. She used to be an alcoholic, and now she's not. Well, she gets
I have to say, I was really surprised that they upped her the main character for the final season.
Yeah, me too. I mean, as crazy as she, you know, she's good in small doses. You know what I mean? Like, every now and then to pick a hair up, but, like, you know, I'm a little, in the next episode, she's highlighted quite a bit. She's addicted to V now, which, hello, no surprise. So, you know, she thinks she's hearing Tara, and that Tara needs her, and so that's why she supposedly wants all this V. So we'll see what happens next week after, you know, after that. My Nathan Parsons is not in next week's episode, bummer, but that's all right, I'll survive. So I guess that's pretty much our show. I mean, what else? Did you have anything else that you wanted to mention, Jimmy?
I don't think so. I mean, True Blood, I think we covered all the major points.
Yeah, I think we did. We did pretty good for our first show, I think. So if you want to follow the actors from True Blood on Twitter,
Best thing to do is to go to @TrueBloodHBO and then click, go to their Twitter page and click on lists, and then click on Act and Crew, and a list of everyone's Twitter handle will come up. I mean, you know, Anna Paquin has one, Stephen Moyer, Carrie Preston. They were, a lot of the actors were on Twitter last night and were interacting with fans, and I think that that's going to probably be a weekly occurrence, at least for some of them, as this is the final season. I will let you guys know, me and Barbara actually are headed to Comic-Con, and fingers crossed that I'm able to get, I don't know if True Blood is going to do a press room. They usually don't, but I'm praying that because it's the final season, they might. So we are going to be doing radio shows nightly from there. So I will be covering True Blood. I am covering it for Blood Critics. And, Jimmy, you're covering all kinds of stuff for Blood Critics as well, right? You're covering
it. I am. I haven't written anything in a few days for Blood Critics because I cover a lot of season premieres for Seat 42F, and there have been so many premieres this week.
Yeah.
But I've been watching all of those, but I'll probably be back on Blog Critics, if not later this week, then next week for sure.
Okay. And I will have my TV review probably up by tomorrow morning. I'm actually still working on it, right? I worked on it today, but so that will be up. So be sure to follow I think I'm called Our Heart Christy because I have Our Heart Radio on Blog Talk as well, but I don't know. Our Heart Christy or Christy Piccolo, you can look me up on Blood Critics. And Jimmy, you're under Jerome Wetzel TV, correct?
That is correct.
Oh, I got it right. All right. Follow us on Twitter. You can follow Barbara Barnett @B_Barnett, and I'm @OurHeartRadio. And I'm also @SleepyAddicts is the one that I'm mostly tweeting from when I'm watching True Blood. So follow me on that. And then, Jimmy, what's your Twitter handle?
Jerome Wetzel TV.
All right. So I guess we will be back next week. I am working on hopefully getting maybe a couple of special guests as the series unfolds. So I hope you'll join us next week. And until then, we're out of here. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
When you came in, the air went out, and every shadow filled up with doubt. I don't know who you think you are, but before the night is through, I wanna do bad things with you. I'm the kind to sit up in his room, heart sick and eyes filled up with blue. I don't know what you've done to me, but I know this much is true. I wanna do bad things. Shadows there, filled up with doubt. I don't know who you think you are, but before the night is through, I wanna do bad things with you. I wanna do real bad things with you. We'll be right back.
Round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.